I'm going to pull all of this together for you because there is something much, much bigger and deeper going on than anybody seems to be able to put together as it relates to General Flynn, his resignation slash firing from earlier today. And you've got to understand that this is so deep, and it's all related to everything that is predictable and, frankly, everything that I warned would happen. And that is, there is an unrelenting attempt by the entire establishment in Washington, D.C. What did they vote, 4% for Trump in D.C.? To destroy his presidency. And you can see it right out of Alinsky 101, isolating people one after the other. I mean, I was pointing out, yeah, they've even gone after the president's son, for crying out loud, his 10-year-old son. Oh, isn't that brave of them to do? They've at different times, what they've gone after, tried to get Steve Bannon out. They made Eric Trump stop his charity raising money for St. Jude's. That was a great success for them. What the things that have been said about Melania Trump, imagine if they were said about Michelle Obama, for example. Then you got, they've gone after Reince. They've tried all week to demonize Steve Miller. Well, we have an update on Kellyanne's story. Well, according to the Office for Government Ethics, because an entire off-the-cuff comment. Now the Office of Government Ethics has now informed the White House Counsel's Office there is strong reason to believe that Kellyanne Conway has violated the standards of conduct and that disciplinary action is warranted. Why? Because Ivanka, the daughter of the president, was targeted for political reasons and her entire business put in jeopardy. And she said, go buy Ivanka's online. Big deal. I mean, is this the superfluous nonsense? There is such great hypocrisy on every level here. Where was this outrage over Hillary Clinton? Top secret information. Special access program information. She sought to bypass congressional oversight and put an email server in the closet of a mom and pop shop bathroom. What about the ethics involving the Clinton Foundation? While Secretary of State, she and her husband are raking in millions and millions to their foundation and for themselves. And she's making specific actions connected to donations. There wasn't the breathless reporting by the alt-left radical media on any of those issues either. Now, Flynn submitted his letter of resignation to the president, saying that he inadvertently gave Vice President Mike Pence incomplete information on phone calls that he had with the Russian ambassador, in which he allegedly discussed lifting sanctions against Moscow. I have sincerely apologized to the president and vice president, the letter stated, and they have accepted my apology. Now, you know, you go back, he's been a target. But think about this. Everybody's been a target, and everybody will be a target.